What do you call the meat from the side of the hog, salted but not smoked?
Meat from the side of a hog.
Salted but not smoked.
Not smoked. I call it bacon.
Okay. Would your mother have called it anything else?
Bacon.
What's sow belly?
Well?
What's sow belly?
What's sow belly? Sow belly is,
What's the difference between that and bacon?
I don't think, you see, sow belly. In other words, bacon, I would say bacon, I'd call bacon meat that cured.
Well, he wants to know some meat that's not cured. The side of the hog that's salted but not cured.
Yes.
What would
salted but not cured.
What would you call that?
I'd call that seasoned, and then I'd call them ribs.
Okay. Did you ever hear of side meat?
Side meat? Yes.
What's the difference between that?
In other words, they cut most of the meat off from the rib.
Yeah. And what's fat back?
Fat back is the upper part of the hog back in the hip with no bones at all in it. I'm different from all bones.
Okay, what do you call the pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, hog's head, and so forth?
Well, I don't know. Well, it was made from hog jewels.
Hog's
head.
And other pieces.
Oh, I call that
And it's pressed together to a meatloaf.
That's a meatloaf. I know what you mean, man. I call it hog head cheese. I can think.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A cherry? I call that the seed.
What do you call?
A cone. A middle of a cherry. The hard seed. I would call that we call it the seed of it.
What do you call the center of a peach?
I call that a kernel.
Now what's the difference between a seed and a kernel?
I don't think, anybody will speaking, need to say, the middle of a kernel is much larger than it would see a seed. I don't understand.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A meat? Well, I call it the meat that stick to a peach.
The kind of peach that when you break it apart, the meat sticks to the seed. What do you call that kind of peach?
I call that the meat sticks to the seed.
When you break it open.
When you break it open. I would call that a pressed peach. Is that a pressed peach?
What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Ma'am?
What about one when you break it open, it doesn't cling to the seed?
No, it doesn't cling to the seed.
To the kernel.
That's, a peach, that's, I call that a peach. I would look like to me, that would be unpressed peach.
Okay. What are some beans that you don't have to take the shells off of?
I call that string beans.
Any others? What are some kinds of beans that you do have to take the shells off of?
Something like butter beans and sibby beans. West Coast had something called sibby beans a long time ago. Don't call them anything like these.
Really?
No, sibby beans is called them.
What's the difference between butter beans and sibby beans?
Only the taste, all I can tell you. The quality of more like the butter beans and sibby beans.
Which is the better one?
butter beans.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're the same color and everything?
Well, some of them isn't.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Top of turnips or beets that you can eat? I call it celery.
No, top, you know, some people, they buy turnips and they cook the turnips for dinner and then they use the tops of them and they make stuff
out of them. I call it green, turnip green. Turnip greens and turnips and turnip greens.
Okay. What do you call the corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
No, we call that roasting eggs. I call that.
What do you call the little animal that looks like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel and it only can run on the ground? It's light brown and it has dark brown stripes on its body. It's about that big.
I call them ground worms.